Number 10,729, Stephen and Christina Ciamara, west of Angola Road, west of Angola Road West, being Lot 43 and part of Lot 42. Block N, Section 2 within Angola by the Bay Development, a variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
Alfred Dominic Samara, 33138 Woodland Court South, Angola by the Bay.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Hello.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm glad I went last because evidently, and I see him here, there's some guidelines that my son did not receive evidently. He lives up in Pittsburgh. I'm representing my son, Stephen and Christina. I was taking some notes, listening to everybody else, and some of the key words with uniqueness, hardship, effect on surroundings, so I think I can cover all them.
There's a piece of paper taped there that'll...
Yes, I just seen it. But the only thing my son got was this notification for this.
Did he fill out the application?
I'm sorry?
Did he fill out the
application? He mailed in the application from Pittsburgh.
Okay. With the application, were a set of questions that address those standards?
These guidelines?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Basically, what my son and daughter-in-law are going to do, they're going to put a screen room on the back of the home. It's 10 foot 6 from the property line. The screen room will be on a deck, the existing deck, behind an existing fence. There are no rear obstructions for the neighbors. There's a large common area in back. The common area runs... there was no homes in the back at all. It runs through the road, Woodland Court Circle, which is about 100 feet from the back of his property line. We have the Angola by the Bay approval for this. I have a certificate here. My son would be moving down in 2 years, 2 to 3 years, and there is... I'm sure you have a drawing of his property. There is room on the right side of the house, which we would not need a variance to put the screen room. The house is a small house. He just bought it last year. And he's going to move down here, like I said, with his two children. And the house has two small bedrooms and 1 1/4 baths. He has to add another bedroom so they can live there, and that bedroom, which will not need a variance, is going to the right of the home as you're looking at it from Angola Road. And the screen porch, he's asking, will be put on back. I was here 2 years ago, and I asked for a variance. I live in Angola by the Bay, and I was granted a 10-foot variance for my screen porch. And he's asking for a... I was 10 foot from the property line. He'll be 10 foot 6 from the property line. A lot of homes in Angola by the Bay have screen porches, and especially on his street. I'll try to address some of this here. The uniqueness, or the lots there aren't very large, and there's a front setback, his left side, he can't build out there. The right side will be a bedroom when they move down in a few years, and a bath. And he, like I said, will not, he need permits but not a variance for that. He has plenty of room there. They will, with the two children, they each need a bedroom, of course. Cannot otherwise be developed. Well, the only place to put that is in the back, the screen porch. The hardship would be not having an extra bedroom for the boys, because they are getting, the boy and a girl, they are getting older. The character of the neighborhood, the neighborhood has screen rooms. The neighborhood, my son bought the house and it was a rental. And since he's bought the house, he put a new roof on, new siding, had holes in it, the roof was leaking. The neighbors love the house, they asked for tours in the house, so I'm sure there's no problem there. The minimum variance, I have a 10-foot screen room. I didn't ask for any more, and mine is like a tunnel, sort of. he had more room in back, but his screen room is going to be 12 foot, but it's still closer to his home than mine is. Mine's 10 foot from the property line. His is 10 foot 6 from the property line. Let's see. And the screen room, another reason is back there, the hallway in the middle of the house, which goes to each bedroom, that's going to be extended when he puts the bedrooms on, and that'll be the entrance to the screen room from the house. It's up the center of the house, and the new bedroom will be extended over on the right side of the house as you're looking at it from the street. Is there any other questions I can answer for you?
Any other any questions from the members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson?
I have one. Is there an existing screen porch on the opposite side of where the addition is to be? The bedroom addition on the opposite side?
It's going to be the screen porch that he is putting on?
No, in the drawing that we have, it says there's a screen porch already.
No, that's not a screen porch. On the left, that's an enclosure. That's an enclosed part of the house.
Oh, okay.
The screen porch is going in back of the home on the deck.
Well, I understood that, but I didn't know whether this was an additional screen porch that already there.
No, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Mills?
So on your survey, where it says on the north side of the property, screen porch area, which is 9 by 9.9 feet by 28.2. That you're saying that's an enclosed structure?
That's
now?
An enclosed structure. That's the entrance to the front of the house. At one point it was. It is no longer that. It's the entrance in front to the front of the house.
The drawing isn't quite clear that you've submitted. There's a lot of lines, a lot of scratching. How far from the rear of the structure is this proposed?
The screen porch is going right onto the back of the home.
I understand. And how far from the wall of the home? What's the dimension?
From the wall to the front of the screen porch is 12 foot.
12 feet. Okay.
And it's 16 foot long.
16 feet. Okay. It shows a 6-inch high deck.
The deck is existing.
And the porch won't be going over that deck?
No, it won't.
Okay.
It'll be right on the deck. It won't be extending past the deck.
All right. And what is this? It says new existing to the north side of that 6-inch high deck.
It could be a fence. That's a new fence up there.
Yes, please. What is this right here?
That's a shed that was that he already had a permit for. He got that the first year he was there.
Okay.
That's an existing shed now, like the deck is existing.
Okay.
They were put in the same time.
Clear on that. It says new existing there on the northeast side.
Mm-hmm.
That's a shed. So where it says new deck existing, that's where the screen and porch will be.
Yes, sir.
And the 6-inch deck to the side of the new addition will remain there?
The deck is going to remain, yes. It was just put in this past last year.
It's allowed to run to the property line, isn't it?
It could be 5 feet.
5 feet.
Mm-hmm. Any further questions?
No.
Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? 1, 2. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10729, as I don't believe it alters central character of the neighborhood. It's up to a common area, which is approximately 100 feet wide, and approved by the Homeowners Association.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Do you have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10729? All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.